full as that. Now, you want to reach out into the world where there are opinions and genres of music and people making money from music and agents and people who will sell you and people who will buy you and people who have opinions about you. It's sort of like having a whole lot of people trying to get on the surfboard with you. What would that be like? Imagine a really big surfboard. A really big surfboard where four or five people had to work the surfboard at the same time. Harder to imagine getting that board up just at the right time rather than doing it on your own. And we want you to feel, relative to your musical career, and it is big and it is in vibrational escrow, we want you to feel the independent alignment that is all that is necessary. You just have to leave everybody else out of the equation because they don't know who you were coming in. They don't know what life has caused you to launch. They do not know what's in your vibrational escrow. And they and their opinions are irrelevant to what you let happen. So here you are feeling really good about what you're doing. And here's someone else who wants a piece of you in some way, trying to guide you in some way. And they can do or think anything that they want and not affect your vibrational alignment at all. But when you start caring about what they're saying, now you're not in vibrational alignment. Now there's discord between you and what's in your vibrational escrow. And then the results are that discord that make it then feel like struggle. And struggle is such an anomaly to you because you are accustomed to that independent ease. And so have you been hearing the theme that we've been talking about all the time that we've been together so far here today? And that is you are independently in alignment with who you are or not, but leave everybody in the peanut gallery out of whether you're in alignment or not. And in the same way clarity comes to you relative to surfing and relative to music, clarity will come to you relative to finances, relative to success, relative to everything. It's just the natural way for you, you see.
That leads me into my next question, though. I'm a very passionate person and selective with my relationships. And it seems like most of the relationships that I have had, in some way or another, the other person has wanted to change a certain thing about me. Whether it be I party too much, or I play my guitar too much, or I'm out, whatever. Why is it that I still feel such a connection to those people, why do I feel such a strong connection with one of those people when it feels like all that was really coming out of that was that person wanted to change me?
When someone holds you as their object of attention and they are in alignment, that feeling of in love is not being in love with the other person. The feeling of in love is being inspired by your interaction with that other person to connection to who you are. In other words, when you are tuned in, tapped in, you know, it's like, you talked about surfing, mm-hmm. and you talked about music, and then there's relationship being in love. In other words, connection, 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 connection. And in the same way that you can crash and burn on your surfboard, you can crash and burn in a relationship too if you lose sight of what the guiding light really is. In other words, what are you reaching for? We've touched upon this earlier, and let's go there again because it is a sort of recurring theme in so many lives, and we can really feel it powerfully in this gathering. So let's sort of soothe this for everyone here and now. When someone holds you as their object of attention, and they are appreciating you, and there is so much to appreciate. They use you as their excuse to tap into source energy, and that tapping in feels good to them, and they think it's about you. And you have inspired them to it because you have been lovable, and they are loving, and in their loving, they are in alignment. But then, as there's some sort of insecurity or something else going on in their experience, and then they look at your behavior, and your behavior then is the excuse that they're using not to be tapped into source energy, then they say, and it's sort of valid what they're saying from their perspective, is, Other things that you did connected me with Source. They don't know that's why they feel. Other things you did made me feel so wonderful, but